Is seeing a void on its way out? NTSB says too many kids are not transported safely. And DOT says the three-hour rule is working. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, September 15th, 2010. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has issued a finding of probable cause in a mid-air collision which happened in August of last year when a Piper Saratoga with three on board overtook and struck a Eurocopter AS-350 sightseeing helicopter with five occupants in the Hudson River VFR corridor. There were no survivors. According to the New York Times, the board was told by witnesses the pilot of the Piper would probably have had trouble picking out the helicopter against the Manhattan skyline, and the AS-350 was flying about 100 feet above its planned altitude of 1,000 feet. Both aircraft were equipped with traffic systems. Neither one was using it. NTSB faulted the pilots, the FAA itself for having inadequate vertical separation rules, and an FAA controller at Teterboro who was distracted by a personal phone call while on duty and missed an improper frequency readback from the Saratoga pilot, which left him unreachable. But in a potentially significant finding, especially as we approached the dawn of UAVs in the national airspace, the board also blamed, quote, the inherent limitations of see and avoid, unquote. Does this mean the safety culture has now officially shifted to the notion that new ATC technology will do a better job than the humans, even in VFR? Find full details on the story in the text version, dated September 14th, at aero-news.net. The NTSB plans to hold a public forum on child passenger safety December 9th. The purpose is to address the safety of children traveling in planes and cars. Chairman Deborah Herzman explains, quote, American families are on the go, and children today are frequent travelers almost from the time they're born. Much more should be done to reduce fatalities and injuries of our smallest travelers, whether they are in a jumbo jet or their family's car, unquote. The forum will explore current education and other safety advocacy efforts by nonprofit groups and government, as well as the continuing problem of non-use of child seats and seat belts by a significant portion of the traveling public. The NTSB has issued 33 safety recommendations addressing child passenger safety. 12 of them have been or currently are on the board's most wanted list of transportation safety improvements. The forum will be held in NTSB's boardroom and conference center in Washington and will also be viewable online at ntsb.gov. The Air Travel Consumer Report was released Monday by the U.S. Department of Transportation, and among the figures published are tarmac strandings involving U.S. airlines for the month of July. America's largest airlines reported only three flights during July with tarmac delays of more than 3 hours. That compares to 161 in July of 2009, and with only a slight increase in the rate of canceled flights year to year. There were only four tarmac delays of more than 3 hours in May and June combined this year, compared to 302 during the same two-month period of 2009. The airlines fought implementation of this rule, saying it would result in hardship for the public by forcing airlines to cancel flights completely rather than risk delays and big fines. But in July, year-to-year cancellations rose only from 1.2 to 1.4% of scheduled flights. Up next on ANN, BAE is cutting jobs and divesting divisions. China plans to put men on the moon by 2020. And Air China says it negotiated a great deal for its new Boeings. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's ALTB, or Airborne Laser Testbed, hit a glitch in a recent test. The object of the September 1st mission at the Point Mugu flight test range off the Southern California coast was to detect, track, and destroy a liquid-fuel, short-range ballistic missile during its boost phase. The company reports the detect and track parts went fine, but when it came time to fire, corrupted beam control software steered the high-energy laser slightly off-center. An automatic shutdown immediately followed. An investigation of the cause of the malfunction is underway. Boeing says a lethal shoot-down experiment involving a solid-fuel target missile is expected by the end of this month. BAE Systems, one of Europe's largest defense contractors, is betting on a future of shrinking defense budgets in the UK and the US. The Wall Street Journal reports the firm has put parts of its US commercial aerospace business up for sale for as much as $2 billion. The news follows cuts last week of 1,000 jobs from BAE's military aircraft division, which makes parts for the Tornado, Harrier jump jet, and Hawk trainer jet. Reports say the divisions that have been selected for sale are responsible for building aircraft engine controls for General Electronics and hybrid propulsion systems for buses and trucks, and also include a commercial avionics business. Initial offers are expected this week. The Guardian reports BAE makes more than half its profits from the U.S. China appears intent on joining the exclusive club of nations which have put men on the moon. AFP News cites official state media announcements in reporting the Chinese plan to land there by 2020. China's third unmanned moon probe, Chang'e 3, is scheduled to make a soft landing on the moon in 2013. Air China has announced a deal to buy four Boeing 777s. The list price on the aircraft is $1.5 billion total, but the airline reveals, perhaps much to the chagrin of Boeing, that it received significant price concessions. Air China released a statement to the Hong Kong Stock Exchange saying it expects delivery of the planes in 2013 and 14. The airline already has an order of 20 737-800s on the books with Boeing, worth an estimated $1.4 billion. In response to the growing business in China, Boeing opened a maintenance facility at Shanghai's Pudong Airport last October. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation announced Monday that Barrios Technology, BWSC Incorporated, JNP Technologies, Orbitech, and Triumph Aerospace Systems Newport News have joined the federation as associate members. With the addition of these five new companies, the Commercial Spaceflight Federation now includes over 35 leading aerospace firms. Get details on each of the five new ones in the text version of this story, dated September 14th at aero-news.net. Still ahead, OCAS gets a test on the Ohio River. Honeywell predicts FAA certification of biofuel this year. And a cleaning crew finds a newborn baby in an airliner trash can. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Paul Plack. OCAS, short for Obstacle Collision Avoidance System, is getting a test on some new 345-kilovolt high-tension power lines that have been built across the Ohio River near Madison, Indiana. The wires cross the river at more than 430 feet AGL, making them a potential hazard for aircraft. A small radar unit on one of the towers scans for the presence of approaching aircraft and turns on strobes if one comes close. If the pilot doesn't take action to avoid the wires, the system broadcasts a warning message by radio. No additional equipment is required in the aircraft for OCAS to work. OCAS is the first audiovisual warning system to be installed, tested, and approved by the FAA for use in the National Airspace System. It's already operational with Pacific Gas and Electric and the Tennessee Valley Authority, as well as in Canada and Europe. There's been lots of talk about aviation biofuel lately, but just how far away is it really? Well, Honeywell UOP predicts the FAA will certify its fuel by the end of this year, and that it could be in use powering ground equipment at LAX within 2 to 3 years. UOP's technology produces an ultra-clean diesel fuel from yard and tree trimmings, plants such as camelina and algae, and waste cooking oil. It currently requires a 50-50 mix with petroleum-based fuel because the biofuel lacks some aromatics needed for proper combustion. But Honeywell says a forthcoming process will solve that issue. The TSA says it has awarded Rochester International Airport in Minnesota $938,000 for the construction of a new inline baggage handling system to enhance airport security. The new equipment is going in at the Delta and American Eagle ticket counters. TSA says that when it's brought online, the airport will have achieved 100% in-line screening. According to a TSA press release, in-line baggage handling systems use state-of-the-art technology to quickly screen baggage for explosives, eliminating the need for passengers to walk their checked bags to a screening location before proceeding on to their security checkpoints. And finally today, ground personnel processing a Gulf Air airliner for a return trip from Manila to its originating airport in Bahrain on Sunday discovered a newborn baby boy in a trash can aboard the aircraft. Security officials at the airport rushed the baby to an airport clinic where he was cleaned and given a bottle. The New York Daily News reports that airport nurse Kate Calvo said he was healthy, had good vital signs, and doctors said he would be okay. Officials are now looking for the mother, who apparently went into labor en route. Authorities say if they can locate someone from the immediate family, the baby will be returned to them. Otherwise, he'll be put up for adoption. And one day, he'll have some questions which are difficult to answer. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with former Cessna employee Jim Pittman about his erroneous interception by Wichita police in 2009, 18 months before it happened to John and Martha King in the same airplane. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.